Baby Nene Senior.
Hello, Sloan Nerds, and welcome to episode 38 of Sloan A to Z. We're racing towards 40. This episode is a Patrick Pentland song, and it is called, go ahead,
Burn for It.
I am the not annoying host of the show, Baby Nene Senior Jeff Fox.
And I'm the annoying host of the show, Baby Nene
Nathan Fox.
Yes.
He likes to interrupt me, so I'm just going to let him take over. Go ahead. You be the host.
Am I going to burn
for this? I'm going to make you burn for this.
Am I going to walk through the fire?
Yes.
And burn.
This is our very last B song.
Yeah.
What was our first B song? Do you remember that far back?
Ba, black sheep.
Talking to that there microphone.
Bar. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Band on the run. No.
Backstabbing. So Patrick backstabbing. Started and ended it with almost the same album.
Yeah, because they're kind of the breads, and whenever you end of it's the meat and the cheese.
Right.
And then I feel like it should be, in this case, two bread next to each other, because I feel like Sloan's parallel play and Sloan's action packed are kind of similar, and it would make sense if they were to have just randomly, secretly put every end of it after pretty together, but that would mess a lot of stuff up. But anyways, I'm happy. I feel like my catchphrase is anyway. I'm happy with how everything is at now. So all right. It all worked out.
This is going to be a great episode, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, we're doing Burn For It. It's off of Parallel Play. It came out June 10th, 2008. It is a rock and power pop album, according to Wikipedia.
That's right.
Burn For It is song number 5 on the album.
Non-o-wong.
Believe in Me was the first Patrick song on the album. We already covered it. Now we got Burn For It, which is song
then
number
5. Then we'll have the other side.
Right. All right, Burn For It. Let's jump into it. What kind of song is this? I was thinking, like, how would you describe the song? I saw a review just
Lo-fi.
Now that said... They said it's bluesy. I don't. You think it's bluesy?
I guess
every song is bluesy technically.
Yeah,
but.
I think it's an homage to the Jesus and Mary chain.
What makes you think that?
Because Chart Attack magazine that Rob from Sloancast gave to me says so.
Yeah, Patrick says it's a. Did Patrick say it was an homage to Jesus and Mary Chain?
I don't know. I think they did. But well,
or
they
the
didn't
magazine
say
said it.
They didn't say that Patrick. It says, okay, Pentland's Burn For It is an homage to the Jesus and Mary Chain. Well, for yeah, so
that is one of his favorite bands, right?
Yeah,
and he wears their shirt constantly.
Does
now,
he?
Too.
Yeah,
yeah, like on all the Steady. Promo shots. He has the
the names of the band.
Are, yes.
Yeah, the band member's name. I want a Sloan. I saw somebody had one.
Yeah, someone had a homemade Sloan one.
It said the members of Sloan.
This does not sound like
surprise.
Jesus and Mary Chain to me at all.
Me neither.
It's not noisy. It's not shoegazy. It's.
I guess the intro is kind of like that though.
You think so?
The singing, kind of. Not really, though. Not like the Jesus and Mary Chain.
So
though.
It's a big fail. It's not an homage. It's a
it's
fail
a
as
fail.
An homage.
I don't know. I don't know. We would have to know what the homage is to understand. But
homage means tribute, so basically like a tribute to it. So.
Yeah.
Let's dive into the lyrics. It's Patrick's down in the dumps.
Yes.
It's nihilistic Patrick. Talk about.
Okay.
Want to read some lyrics, or what do you want to do? What were you
gonna
say?
I'm just going to say that it gets better as you go through the song.
The song gets better? The lyrics get more positive too?
Yeah, it's kind of like, at first it's kind of like, and then it's kind of like, at the end, it's kind of like, I'm going to walk through the fire.
Right.
It's kind of more like, he is going to, I don't care kind of thing, you know?
Yep. Yeah, because it starts off with him, saying that he thinks everyone's crazy around him. He thinks everything's going to get bad. It's going to get
worse.
And he keeps it all inside until it blows up.
And then it blows up and walks through the fire and burns for it.
Yes. So
I really like that part, the walk through that. I'm not going to sing it. But the walk through the fire and burn for it. That singing.
You like that part? What does it sound like when he sings it? Nathan, let's hear.
na 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 na.
Well, we're gonna trick Nathan into singing sometime. He sang in front of a bunch of people on concert. We put videos of him singing. Who?
But this
Slum producer Brendan McGuire just liked your video of you singing.
You didn't produce that song,
I'm not a kid anymore.
No, I didn't sing. I'm not a kid.
Oh yeah, wrong song. Wrong J song.
I'm not a kid. It was not a J.
That's right. Jay's the kid. Who taught you to live like that is what he's saying. Jay is the kid of the band, so that's what made me think,
but
I guess, right?
He's the second oldest.
That's true. All right, so yeah, the song picks up and gets more positive as it goes. Do you think the actual music, too?
Gets better.
Music gets better? You like the choruses?
I don't like the start. I don't like this. I just don't like how it starts.
You don't like the opening of the song?
No.
No? Okay.
I never have. There's just something about it. I don't know. Maybe it's the way he sings the I've got the way part.
Yeah.
But I just don't really like it. But I like it at the end. By the end of the song, I like the song.
Yep.
But do I like it enough to have it liked on Spotify?
We'll have to find out by the end of the episode, right? All right, so
if it was just that, like that part. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the actual instrumentation. Anything fancy or different, or what kind of effects are we using? What kind of gear?
Good representation of the parallel play sound.
Which is, how would you describe the parallel play sound?
I'm gonna straight up steal, lift Ken. What Ken says, the lo-fi.
Ken from what?
Sloancast. Lo-fi sound of parallel play, because that's just exactly what it is, don't you think? Lo-fi.
Yes.
It's lo-fi. I'm not a kid anymore. They all have that like, I don't know how to describe it, like, jing jang. It should be jang jang.
Oh, he's singing. Jang. He's singing guitar instead of playing. He's singing the guitar sounds.
Guitar sound. Jangly, I guess? It's not jangly.
Well, shoegaze is jangly, so it would make sense.
But it's like jangle, lo-fi jangly guitars.
Right, okay. What guitar do you think he's using?
And there's a lot of percussion and...
Yeah, a lot of hand claps.
On this album. And, like, the singing sounds like it's, like, in a closet with the mic right there, you know?
Yep.
And this song, it sounds like for the start, it sounds like there's somebody sleeping in the room of the closet at the start. Because
he's singing quiet?
Yeah, not quiet. Like, kind of, it's not quiet, but it's, like, whispering, but it's not quiet. It's... hard to say, but by the end of the song, he's yelling, I'm gonna walk through the fire.
Yep. So he's triumphant in the end, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's the good word.
Yeah.
That's the word of this song.
I am a writer. I'm supposed to know words once in a while.
That's
so.
When the album came out.
All right. We both said what kind of gear do you think he's using? We assume
he's
Patrick's playing this.
He's his Marshall amp, probably. But
his son, Marshall?
No, the amp.
Oh, the amp named Marshall. Okay.
And he's probably using his old SG, or did he have his new SG? No, he didn't. That was like 2009, 2010. I think he was using his with the Kiss sticker. What's funny is both Chris and Patrick both have Kiss stickers on one of their guitars. Patrick with his SG, and then Chris on his bass. It basically doesn't have it anymore, but on the back there was a Kiss sticker.
Boo, Kiss.
And so you see that in the 500 Up video. That the Kiss sticker you see in the 500 Up video.
Right.
Because he, like, flashes the back of Chris's bass.
Yep.
And you see the Kiss sticker on the back. But now it's just, like, some gray gunk.
Good.
So, yeah.
All right, what kind of effects are we talking? Can you tell?
Fuzz.
Yep.
There's lots of fuzz on this album.
Right.
Patrick's songs.
Yep.
There's, like, I feel like he has, like, a lot of effects on, but, like, he has, like, the effects turned down a little bit on this album. But for the guitars, but he has, like, a lot on, like, I don't know, for some songs, but, some songs, maybe he has a lot of one thing, but I feel like overall his guitar tone is a lot of effects, but the effects are... it's
muted a bit?
A little bit, yeah. He has the not tone knob, no. Like, I'm picturing distortion. It says distortion, turn it down, but I'm sure, like, chorus would have. Anyways, just my catchphrase is anyways, honestly.
Anyways, instead of that's fine.
So yeah,
just, mine's
Nathan's
getting really being a gear nerd here, right?
Yeah, I don't know much about gear.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, so it's kind of fuzzy.
Yes.
Is it fuzzed out though?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. All right. Normal instruments on this?
Yeah. I'm assuming he's using his SG, like I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Anyway. Excellent. Before we move on, we should tell everyone about our new, fairly new, not so new now, sponsor Renegade Records. Pay attention, especially for people listening in Acadia University, who were on every Saturday morning, their radio station, because we're talking about Renegade Records at 30 Portland Street in downtown Dartmouth. I'm assuming it's beautiful downtown Dartmouth.
Yes.
I guess I've been there at least once, maybe twice. It was a long time ago, though. I assume it's beautiful, and it's right in Sloan, right in Sloan Country. They buy, sell, and trade new and used LPs, CDs, tapes, movies, posters, merch, and maybe the most important thing is they fix your discs. Disc repair service. They will resurface your CDs and I assume video games that disc and version in DVDs, so you can listen to your Sloan or watch your Sloan.
Yep.
Do Sloan? Do they have any DVD?
Keeping the tour alive.
Do they have any DVDs?
Keeping the tour alive.
Keeping the tour alive. Okay. So renegaderecords.ca is the website. _renegaderecords_ on Instagram, and phone number is 1-902-464-0123. Email info@renegaderecords.ca. They help us, so you make sure you help them too if you can. Back to Burn For It now.
Yes.
You want to talk about the live part? You want to take over the live part?
I've seen live videos, and I think the intro seems good.
Because you don't like the intro we found out here.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us how many times it's been played and all that jazz.
And you haven't... Do you like the song, actually? Do you like the song?
Yeah, I like it more now that I've listened to it
a lot. Often,
but it's not one of my favorites, no.
It's so,
typical of... No, never mind. I've changed my opinion on that. Go ahead.
So they played it first in...
How many times?
They've played it 54 times.
Now, how is that in comparison to other songs we've covered? Is that an average amount, more, less? What do you think? Do you know off the top of your head?
Less than...
I just mean in general.
Last song. It depends what song. Like, songs like Anyone Is Anyone, they've played lots.
It seems like this is a fair amount for a non-single to be played, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, tell us about
Anyone Is Anyone's not a single.
When? All that. When was it played first? When was
first,
it played last?
On June 17th, 2008, at Black Cat, Washington, D.C., USA. And then, most recently, at Maxwell's Concerts and Events in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada.
We would have been there, but they don't let in 12-year-olds, so Nathan was
little
not
kids,
allowed to go.
No.
But pretty soon, you won't be a kid anymore.
Maybe.
And you can go. All right, so they mostly
and
played
how many
it,
years?
Looks like 2018 they played it the Why? Most. Why in 2018? 10 years after it came
10
out.
10 years
Why?
After it came out.
15 times. Do you know why? Were they...
I don't know, but they played it... I thought they had it in their they did have it in their set lists in on the
this
first leg of Steady Tour.
Right.
But then they always changed it to Unkind. Like our first leg of Steady Tour we saw in London on the set list, which I have. It says Burn For It on it, but it's actually Unkind they did.
Which is preferable, thank you.
Yes. But for live videos I've seen of it, it looks like the parts that I'm not as liking.
Yep.
That's not very good English. Are better, though.
So you think it's a better live song than on the...
Yeah.
On the album.
I think so. I haven't even seen it live, though. So.
How does it fit with the rest of Parallel Play? Or maybe more specifically Patrick's songs in Parallel Play, do you think?
I feel like it, Believe in Me, is kind of like the end of the song, and the other side's kind of like the middle of the song for like how it sounds, not like musically, not like tone wise, but like that.
Right. So you only had three
like
songs.
Like Triumphant here. And at the end, like Believe in Me, and kind of in the middle, the other side's kind of similar.
I was gonna say he's maybe going through a dry period here through like the action pack up to Double Cross, but then never hear the end of it. It's in the middle there, and Unkind was on there.
No, it is still Unkind wasn't.
On. No, I meant Unkind was on Double Cross. I said.
So
he still had hits despite.
I feel like and Ill Place Trust. I guess Ill not hit, but it. A fan favorite, and HFX and SHC arguably more fan favorite. Especially in the later days, because they've. In lately days, they've been playing that a lot.
Yeah.
But yes. So, I would still say it was like dry period. Like you know how it's like dry through all that time.
Yep.
Of his, because he didn't have very many songs on Never Hear the End of It. And that's kind of different way than you were saying.
Yep.
But still, if you're in that, I kind of along the same lines though, because he only had four songs. Right. Compared to, like, 14, 15 Chris songs or whatever.
Yes.
He
can't always be the hit maker. Sometimes you got to recharge the batteries.
Though he has Believe in Me here on this album. So, like, that's a hit, arguably.
On the album, it's the fifth track. Emergency 911 goes into it. You think that works all right?
Yeah, but even more.
Yes, go ahead.
Burn for It into Witch's Wand.
Which is the best part of Burn for It is when it goes, Witch's Wand. Yes. Before Witch's Wand starts, but it's technically on the Burn for It track.
Yeah, so that's the best part of that was your joke.
But it's kind of true.
Sad.
All right, anything else about the song?
Oh, by the way, yes. Rob on Songcast said this was top five Patrick songs.
That is such a hot take. Hashtag hot take. How could this be a top five Patrick song? How?
People, yeah.
Bottom five Patrick song, perhaps.
That's not
saying it's bad, it's just saying compared to all the rest of his songs.
Okay, let's see. No, I'm not gonna do that.
But top five, everyone's got different. That's the thing, every song is someone's favorite song.
Yeah, I feel like
even Burn for It.
Yes
All right, do you have this on vinyl? No parallel play on vinyl.
I have it on CD, though.
He does have it on CD. Just recent acquisition. What did the author of the song look like at this time? The long bangs, right?
I'm not reading off chart. 2008. Recapturing the Twitch City episode. I think it's recapturing that Twitch City episode where Sloan guest starred as Nazis. Yeah, So his hair is like Nazi?
He has Nazi hair? I don't know. That's a very hashtag hot take by Chart Magazine.
Not really.
No wonder Chart Attack doesn't exist anymore with takes like that.
They're attacking Patrick.
Yes. All right.
They say some mean things about Chris there, too.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know how to play this song?
No.
No. All right. Is it liked on Spotify?
Leaving the Room.
Oh, wow. Nathan finally doesn't. This may be the first song, maybe, that we've covered that Nathan does not have liked on Spotify.
There's other stuff.
I don't have it liked on Spotify either. Do you want to give it a rating, Nathan? You want to burn? The guy that ranks 2.5. The songs, 2.5 is my
or
rating,
three.
Too.
Or 3. 2.5, 3. Right. I like it more now, though. Like I think maybe more of a 3 nowadays.
The Coast. .ca, the guy that ranks all their songs. This comes in at 92, but his writing of it is meh, I'd rather not. Meaning
because he's talking.
You'd rather
always,
not burn.
It's always like he replies to the name. It says burn for it, and he says meh, I'd rather not. Which is funny.
which is funny. So it's probably not funny for Patrick. He's probably sad now.
Yeah, poor Patrick.
I think he can.
Why are you always so mean
to
me?
I think he can handle it.
That's Chris.
All right, so that's the Burn for It episode. We made it through it, Nathan.
Whew,
we made it through the bees.
It wasn't that bad.
We made it through all the bees. All right, make sure you get
Oh, yeah, time for two bonus episodes.
Make sure you get to Instagram.
Recap, and then.
Sloan_A_Z and vote for your favorite bee song. And vote for your favorite bee song. And then we're going to recap the bees.
We should, like, your favorite song. Make like a campaign, like vote for, and I'll make vote for before the end of the race.
I don't know.
And you make.
I don't know if I want to.
Alter the vote.
Yes,
votes.
I don't want to influence that. I'm just going to document it.
Just
so
document the people's.
That's at Sloan_A_Z on Instagram, or you can email me if you don't have that. FOXYJJ@Rogers.ca, or Twitter. I'm at Jeff Fox Writer. So any of those, if you want to vote on your favorite B song, or I can send you a link to the ballot, which will be up. That's another B word. I'm at Jeff underscore Fox underscore Writer on Instagram.
And I'm Baby Nene, which is another B word.
Baby Nene is funny. And Nene is N-A-Y-N-A-Y. So follow that. And follow underscore Renegade Records underscore as well. We'll be back with what? A recap of the Bees. And then Nathan has
a bonus episode that you have to vote for.
So check our Instagram for that as well. And then jumping into the C's.
Can't Face Up.
A C song that just had a lot of traction recently on Instagram. A lot of chatter. Another C word.
Shatter.
All right. We're out of here. Thank you for listening.
Adios. Wait, no. Don't. No. What's up? Not bonjour. What's a goodbye?
Au revoir?
No, what's a goodbye in B? Because this is the end. Like I said, adios for the last A.
Bon nuit.
Bon nuit, okay.
Good night. Is that good?
Yeah, bon nuit works. Bon nuit.